The next morning, she woke up, rolled over, and gazed up into his smiling face. She was so happy to be right where she was at that moment. As she looked up into the eyes of the man she's madly in love with, who loves her equally, if not more, she realizes she would do anything in the world to stay with him. She has so many deep, passionate feelings toward this man she knew she would never outgrow. "Morning, darling," Adam said lightly, as he gazes down at her and smiled. "Morning," she answered happily and smiled warmly up at him. "Have a good night's sleep?" he asked her with a smile playing over his lips. "Yes, I did, sweetheart," she answered, lifting her head to give him a kiss. "Good, I'm glad," he replied after he kisses her forehead. "What are we going to do today?" Brianna asked drowsily. "I was thinking we might stay in bed all day," he teases, smiling at her. "You nut," exclaims Brianna, starting to move off the bed. "Yes, I know, I am nuts for you," he says, grabbing her hand and pulling her back down beside him and gazing into her eyes. "But I was serious." "I understand," replied Brianna. "But I thought you might want to do something until it's safe to take you to meet my parents."
"Oh, no," groans Adam. "Brianna, you cannot be serious. You know how your parents feel about me."
"But," she starts to protest, but he cuts her off.
"No buts, Brianna," he replies sharply. "Your parents dislike me, and they will definitely try to keep you away from me if they find out you were here with me last night."
"Adam," Brianna says softly as she looks at him.
"No," he answers.
"Face it, Brianna, your parents don't want us together. Period."
"Well, I don't care what they want, Adam," she says, her anger rising.
"But I do, baby," he says, trying to remain calm and contain his own temper.
"Oh, why should I bother?" she shrieks, grabbing her shorts and pulling them on.
"Baby, please try to understand," Adam chokes out as he watches her.
"I'm sick and tired of trying to understand, Adam," Brianna replies as she storms out of the room, leaving him with his mouth hanging open.
"Oh, man," thinks Adam. "What do I do now?" Rushing to the door, he pulls it open and looks up and down the long hallway, hoping to catch her before she gets too far, but she's already gone. He then walks back into the room, grabs his blue jeans and pulls them on. Then he exits the room and heads up the hallway toward the lobby. He looks all over for Brianna, but cannot find her anywhere. Finally, he asks the clerk at the hotel if he'd seen her.
Sir, I'm looking for my girlfriend. Have you seen her?" Adam inquires anxiously.